the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. By Allah's name we start. Salam and welcome. On Tuesday, 14th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 4th of Urdibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 23rd of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, you are listening to this program, a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening.
Around yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
We listen to chapter Al-An'am, verse 99. Then we come back, we speak about the important point of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وهو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به نبات كل شيء فأخرجنا منه خضرا نخرج منه حبا متراكبا ومن النخل من طلعها قنوان دانية وجنات من أعناب والزيتون والرمان مشتبها وغير متشابه انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه إن في ذلكم لآيات لقوم يؤمنون.
And it is He who sends down rain from the sky, and we produce thereby the growth of all things. We produce from it greenery, from which we produce grains arranged in layers. And from the palm trees, of its emerging fruit are clusters hanging low. And we produce gardens of grapevines and olives and pomegranates, similar yet varied. Look at each of its fruit when it yields and at its ripening. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who believe.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
From the time a fruit is green until when it completely ripens, there are different stages that the fruit must pass. This subject is greatly considerable since the innate laboratories of a fruit are continuously busy changing its chemical combinations until it reaches the last stage and when the conditions of its chemical structure will be fixed. Every one of these stages by itself is an indication to the glory and power of the Creator. But it should be noted that, as the Quran points out, only the believers, the observers of right and the seekers of the truth can see these facts. Otherwise, with the eye of the enmity and quarrelsomeness, or with heedlessness and carelessness, it is impossible for anybody to see these facts.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكراً يا
Clean earth from the Islamic point of view. In the divine scheme by which all creatures are made to be of service to one another, God's wisdom has made all things of service to mankind. But nowhere has Allah indicated that they are created only to serve human beings. With regard to Allah's saying, Allah declares that He, Allah, created His creations for the children of Adam. It is well known that Allah, in His great wisdom, has exalted purposes in them other than the service of men, and greater than the service of men. However, He makes clear to the children of Adam what benefits there are in these creatures, and what bounty He has bestowed upon mankind. The approach of Islam towards the use of natural resources was brilliantly put forward by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, who said, "Partake of it gladly, so long as you are the benefactor, not a despoiler, a cultivator, not a destroyer. All human beings, as well as animals and wildlife, enjoy the right to share Earth's resources."
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. This is Ali from Arab English Radio, and we are trying to be with you and talk to you about Islamic perspective and how we should interact with the environment that surrounds us. Now we want to focus on Earth and talk about the importance of Earth here in the environment and the importance of pure Earth or land that Islam emphasizes and talks about in depth. Every Muslim in his ritual prayers has to prostrate to Allah several times on earth or any earthly material like soil or sands. If water is not available or using water is harmful for one's health, for example, because of injury, one needs to use earth or earthly material in a special way to perform ritual ablution. In Islamic scriptures, the earth is introduced as an origin for the creation of human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, "From it, that is from earth, we created you, and into it we shall send you back, and from it we will raise you a second time." This is chapter 20, verse 55. Likewise, the earth is introduced as a mother for human beings. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoted as saying, "Preserve the earth because it is your mother." Allah created the earth and laid it out for humanity. He also made the earth manageable and tractable. Allah has made for people a means of their livelihood in the earth. Human beings should utilize the earth and construct upon it. The Holy Quran says, "He is the one who created you from the earth and settled you upon it, so that you might cultivate the land and construct towns and cities in which to live." This is chapter 11, verse 61.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Plant trees as a means of good deeds. That is one way of protecting the environment. Trees and plants in general are seen in many areas of a country and also across many parts of the world. Trees are known to improve the quality of the air as well as water by absorbing pollutants, releasing oxygen, and reducing ozone levels and depletion. It also helps to reduce the temperature of the atmosphere by transpiring and providing shade for humans and animals alike. Planting trees is a beneficial act, one that benefits many levels of the ecosystem and helps to preserve and care for the environment. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, encouraged the cultivation of trees. As narrated in a hadith, the Prophet said, "There is none amongst the Muslims who plants a tree or sows seeds and then a bird or a person or an animal eats from it, but is regarded as a charitable gift.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
You're listening to today's special. In this part, we look at the land and soil. Like air and water, the land and soil are essential for the perpetuation of our lives and the lives of other creatures. Allah has declared in the Quran, chapter 55, verse 10, and the earth He has established for living creatures. From the mineral of the earth are made the solid constituents of our bodies as well as those of all the living animals and plants. Allah has said in the Quran, in chapter 30, verse 20, and among His signs is that He has created you from dust. Then behold, you are humans scattered widely. He has also made the land our home and the home of all terrestrial beings. And Allah has made you grow as a plant from the earth. Then to it He returns you and He will bring you forth anew. Chapter 71 from the Holy Quran, verses 17 to 18. Allah has made the land a source of sustenance and livelihood for us and other living creatures. He has made the soil fertile to grow the vegetation about upon which we and all animal life depend.
Muhammad Rilwi.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, you have to cherish what I have given to you in this earth. And you use it. But there are rules and regulations that you have to keep in mind. The creation, other than ourselves, Allah says, you know, of course, even we are part of it. But He basically emphasizes that look at the earth, look at the world around you, and you will see that there are signs in it for my power and glory. And so nothing is there in vain. Everything has a purpose. But we have been put at the top there of that pyramid, right at the top. And with that position of karamat and fadilat, you know, we have certain duties. The very first thing is the issue of moderation in using natural resources. There are two ayat in Quran, you have heard about it many, many times, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, kulu washrabu, eat and drink. I've created food for you. You know, the good halal drinks are there for you. But then He puts a condition there, wala tusrifu.
Dear listeners of this program, today's a special. Thank you very much for listening until the end of this program. Inshallah, we continue Islamic point about environment on the next episode of today's special. Till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all power. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding unforgivable sins. As you know, the sins have been categorized in Islam in using various categorizations and techniques and methods. One of the divisions and categorizations of sins is the division of sins into unforgivable sins and sins which are forgivable. For example, in the Holy Quran we read the following: indeed Allah does not forgive that any partner should be ascribed to him, but he forgives anything besides that to whomever he wishes. And whoever ascribes partners to Allah has indeed fabricated a lie in great sinfulness. Right, this is a division of sins into two categories: sins that are forgivable and sins that are unforgivable, such as ascribing partners to God, polytheism, shirk. In this tradition, Imam Ali says, one of the firm decisions of Allah in the wise reminder, meaning the Quran, is that it will be of no avail to man to strive with his soul and to act sincerely if upon leaving this world to meet his Lord, he is still guilty of any of the following sins for which he has not repented. Meaning, no matter how much man strives and acts sincerely, if the person performs one of these sins and does not repent, it will be of no avail to him. The first is that he associated anything else with Allah in his obligatory worship. Meaning, he ascribed a partner to God. He committed an act of polytheism. For example, he worshipped an idol, right? Or he ascribed a partner to God in some form. The second is, or appeased his own anger by killing someone. He killed someone for no reason, simply because he was angry. Or exposed acts committed by others. This is a very grave sin, meaning somebody performed an unbecoming act, a sin, and this person exposed that person. Or not even an unbecoming act or a sin. Maybe this person had a fault, but not necessarily a sin, which he wanted to keep secret from somebody, and this person exposed it to other people, even though that person didn't want it to be exposed. This is also a very grave sin. Next, the Imam says, or sought fulfillment of his needs from people by introducing an innovation in his religion, meaning he committed a bid'at. He innovated something in religion. He introduced something in a religion that really didn't belong in religion, simply because he wanted something from the people, right? He wanted to make money off of this bid'at that he introduced in religion. Then the Imam says, or was two-faced in his encounters with people. He was a hypocrite. He needed people in a certain way, but really he was another way. He needed them friendly, but he really didn't like them. Or he pretended to be religious and pious, but in secret he was not. He was deceiving people. And in the end, the Imam says, or mingled amongst them deceitfully. This is another bad thing which can not be forgiven unless a person repents from it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at unforgivable sins in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Everyone is fine?
Yes, sir.
All right, Hussein is fine. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
All right, and Hassan?
Fine, sir.
So everyone is fine, alhamdulillah, here. So brothers and sisters, we hope you are fine and happy, inshallah. Inshallah, today, as you know, brothers and sisters, we are going to work on one of the verses of the Quran Kareem. So today we'll talk about Ayah 78 of Surah An-Nisa on page
90.
So open your Quran, like our brothers here. Let's go and first listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Aynama takunu yudrikkumul maut walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyadah وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ قُلْ كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا.
That was an amazing recitation, mashallah. Love bless the reciter, inshallah. Very, very important teaching here, okay, in this ayah. Look what Allah Almighty says. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك قل كل من عند الله فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا
Wherever you may be, there are a lot of people who are afraid of death, yes?
كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ
Alright, so every single soul will taste the death. Now, here. Allah Almighty says very beautifully, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Wherever you may be, death shall overtake you. Ah, don't run away, okay? The death comes to you. Look, we don't know three things about our death. About how? About our death, totally. Three things, really, we don't know. We normal people. First, the time. Second,
the place.
The place. Third, how we die. So these three things are not known to you. You don't know them. Right? There might be people who know, can know, because they have like high levels, okay? But usually we don't know these three things about our life, okay? Yes? So yes. If we don't know, why are we running away from death? Okay? The next point here is this, that Allah Almighty says, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ Even if you were in fortified towers, in like big towers, okay? Like really strong towers. Even if you live there. Even if you go to the moon. With the SpaceX, go to the moon, okay? Death comes to you there. Overtakes you. Do you think that death does not come to you? Oh, easily. Okay? Well, come and say, wherever you are, Assalamu alaikum, it's time to go. That's it. You need to go. Leave. So, yeah, pack your bag, okay? Get ready for the death. So, guys, there are a lot of things, okay, to mention. But this point, from this part of the ayah, I told you, inshallah, the rest of the ayah, the explanations, move on to, inshallah, the tafsir books, interpretations, inshallah, learn there, okay? We don't have much time to explain all of them. We'll just move on to the tajweed rules. We'll mention the important ones, inshallah, and we'll practice the recitation of this ayah all together.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, if you have any questions, if not, let's move on. Should we carry on to the tajweed rules?
Yes.
All right. So the first one, let's mention some letters which are actually important, okay, to pay attention. One by one. Hussein, what letter, the first one? Can you tell us?
Aynama.
No, the letters which we really have to pay attention to.
Uh-huh.
Like Hamza. For example, yes. Hamza should be pronounced as A, not A.
Yes.
It shouldn't be mixed up with Ayn. So, تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ Wow, wow. Yeah, the letter wow is also important because sometimes we might think it's like the letter V in English, but it's not, right? أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ When you stop here, ha, it's important. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ هُهُهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ Which letter is important here? Ha. This ha is different from the other ha. Ha, ha.
ha ha. Look, ha ha ha. When the first one, first time you laugh this way, ha, it becomes the ha, and the rest of them becomes ha ha ha. It's very easy to remember. Okay, next one. يَقُولُ هَذِهِ ذَال. Next, can you tell me? وَإِنْتُ صِبْهُمْ. صَاد is also important, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a kind of whistling sound, a very light one. يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ قُلْ كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لِهَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ قَوْمٌ لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. The letter tha. Good job. All right, these are the letters that you must pay attention. Now, the rules, okay? أينما تكونوا. Make sure the long vowels should be pronounced like longer, okay? For two beats. So these long vowels must be pronounced correctly. أينما sound. تكونوا sound, okay? يدرككم الموت. موت أو sound. The أو sound, the lean sound. Walau, lau, the ow sound, lean sound. Yes, we had mad lean, yeah? Fi buru jin, the tanween with jim, right? The tanween with jim. So, what is there after it?
Mim.
Mim. So, whenever we have tanween plus ya, ra, mim, lam, wow, noon, what happens?
Idgham.
Merge them together. Let them fight, okay, together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of them will get killed, and that is the noon or tanween. Yes. All right, let them fight. Tanween or noon get killed. So now fi burujin buru
jim
jim mushayyada. They tashdid on yeah mushayyadatin. Ta changes to ha, and the tanween changes
ta marbuta.
All right, ta marbuta. Good job. Qila tells you, sila tells you, jim tells you something. So Qila tells you Hassan. Hassan is very good at like stopping signs. Hassan, tell us. Qila tells us?
It's better to stop.
Better to stop, but you can continue.
Yes.
Better to stop. What does Sila tell you?
It's better to continue.
Continue, alright. Yes. You can stop as well. What does Jim say?
It's optional to stop or continue.
Alright, you got you're a good like good person, okay? Where to stop, where to continue. You know, okay, that's a good job. So, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. The word كُنْتُمْ, the noon is hidden, okay? You should hide the sound of it. كُنْتُمْ وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ. Again the same. تُصِبْهُمْ, bounce the sound a bit. حَسَنَةٌ with ya, merge the same thing. حَسَنَةٌ. Hassan, your name is here. MashaAllah. Your name is in the Quran.
Yes.
Lucky you. I wish my name was here. Okay. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ. Look, the long vowels. These long vowels, okay? هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This noon is also hidden, okay? Hide the sound. And the word Allah is pronounced lightly with an sound. Not مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. No. مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Do you know why? Because the sound is like very suitable with the E sound. A sound is very suitable with the A sound, with the U sound. Yeah, that's why. Very easy. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. The same rules. قُلْ كُلُّمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ. Again, the same rule. مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. The same rule. Okay, عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Hide the sound. فَمَا لِهَاؤُلَاءِ. The mad is wajib here. Okay, هَاؤُلَاءِ. The mad is wajib. لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا. The rule of stopping says that the tanween changes to
alif mad
haditha. Ready now to practice the recitation?
Yes. Yes.
All right. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أينما تكونوا يدرك كم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة.
بسم الله أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة.
ما شاء الله. Perfect, perfect. وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله.
وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله.
أحسنت. Brothers and sisters, keep practicing with us. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ.
وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ.
مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. Yes, noon in the first one, no changes. عِنْدِكَ هاي ده. All right.
قُلْ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. قُلْ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ.
فَمَا لِهَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا.
فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Ahsantum. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. We hope inshallah this session was useful for you. Ali Nasir, Fawad, Hassan and Hussein, thank you so much. Thanks a bundle. Inshallah, Allah bless you, inshallah. Thanks for being with us. Allah Almighty bless you all. See you in the next session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى. نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
فَإِنَّكَ قَضَيْتَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِكَ بِعِبَادَتِكَ وَأَمَرْتَهُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَةَ فَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ نَصَبْتُ وَجْهِي وَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ مَدَدْتُ يَدِي فَبِعِزَّتِكَ اسْتَجِبْ لِي دُعَائِي.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. فَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ نَصَبْتُ وَجْهِي وَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ مَدَدْتُ يَدِي. So toward you, my Lord, I have turned my face, and toward you, my Lord, I have extended my hand. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ اسْتَجِبْ لِي دُعَائِي وَبَلِّغْنِي مُنَايِ. So by your might, comply with my supplication, and make me attain my desires. وَلَا تَقْتَعْ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ رَجَاعِي. Do not, if it pleases you, sever my hopes. وَكْفِنِي شَرَّ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ مِنْ أَعْدَائِ. And spare me the evil of my enemies from among the jinn and men. Regarding this part of the Kumail supplication, dear listeners, we discussed the different aspects of the forgiveness and the vast ocean of mercy of the Almighty Allah. Among these, it has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, from his father and from his grandfather, that people of Kufa came to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, complaining for a lack of rain and famine. They asked him, "Call upon Allah to send us rain." Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam told Imam Hussein, "Ask Allah for rain." Imam Hussein alayhi salam praised Allah. And we know that this is one of the prerequisites of the acceptance of supplication. So at first he praised Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and called upon Allah. He said, "O the bestower of the blessings and the descender of rain, send bountiful rain for us to save your servants from inability and revive dead lands. Amen, O Lord of the worlds." And when his prayer finished, it rained heavily. An Arab came from another region of Kufa and said, "I saw so much water in hills and valleys that it was as if the water waved." We ask the Almighty Allah to satisfy the thirst of our people today as well. He is the one who satisfied the thirst of the people of Kufa with the prayer of one of his sincere servants. We have to return. We have to resort to these sincere, truthful servants of the Almighty Allah and ask them to ask from the Almighty Allah for his mercy, to clear our sins from our books of deeds, to save us from the chastisements of our sins, to grow the plant of joyful worship in us. We must ask them. And surely we have come to the Almighty Allah with our hope of his mercy. And we know that he would certainly forgive us.
Verily, you have ordained for your servants your worship and bidden them to supplicate unto you and have assured them of your response. So, my Lord, I look earnestly towards you, and towards you, my Lord, I have stretched forth my hands. Therefore, by your honor,
respond to my prayers and let me attain my wishes. And by your bounty, frustrate not my hopes and protect me from the evils of my enemies, from among the jinns and mankind.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
About hope of mercy, there is also another tradition narrated. Once a young man was passing an alley when he saw a bird on a tree branch. He shot an arrow towards it, but it hit the son of the garden's owner and killed him. So, some innocent passers-by were arrested from around the garden for that crime. The young man came to the garden and asked, "What's the matter?" He was answered, "Someone has shot this boy with an arrow." The young man said, "Bring me the arrow so that I may tell you." Then he said, "I threw this arrow for hunting, but it has hit this boy. I am the murderer." The boy's father said, "I know you did it accidentally, young man, but why did you confess to your fault?" The young man answered, "In hope of your mercy, so that you would forgive me because of my confession." So the father forgave him. We must ask the generous of the generous. We have confessed in this divine Kumail supplication to all our sins, that he would forgive us by his indefinite mercy. So that's why we ask him and say, فَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّي نَصَبْتُ وَجْهِي وَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّي مَدَدْتُ يَدِي. Oh Lord, towards you I have turned my face, towards you I have extended my hand. I have recognized this, that I have no one else to turn to, and that's why I have come to you. إِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّي نَصَبْتُ وَجْهِي. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Ambition is the result of lack of purification of the soul. We should be united in the face of strangers. A single hand, not even two, one hand, do one task. Again, if it had stated two hands, sometimes this one hand does not agree or do the same thing as the other hand. We must be one hand. A single hand means that you should repress your carnal desire, repress your aspirations, which you think are important. Think who we are and what this solar system is and what are these galaxies in relation to the greatness of Allah, so that you understand that you are involved with the dirty evil and not an evil that is something worthwhile.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of spiritual duties of a salik or religious traveler, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, the salik should perform his worship with quietude of the heart and a tranquility of the mind. You know, this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about the spiritual process that happens in a religious traveler, that is, a person who tries to reform his spirituality and go to high levels of morality. You know, the strength of everybody's suluk or journey is in proportion to the strength of this attention, or rather the perfection or the imperfection of humanity is connected to the perfection or imperfection of this matter. The more one is overwhelmed by egoism, self-conceit and selfishness, the farther he will be from the human perfection and from the nearness of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the significances of the repetition of worships and the increase of supplications and invocations is that the heart is affected by them and there will be an emotion until gradually the reality of worship and supplication forms the innermost part of the salik and his heart unites with the spirit of worship. If a worship should the heart lack tranquility and sincerity, there would be no effects of the supplications and the rituals on it, and they would not pass from the outer appearance and limits of the body to the domain of the inner soul, and the cordial pause of the truth of worship would not be affected. This is one of the clear matters that need no explanations, as it could be understood by a little contemplation.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
If a worship was such that the heart could have no information whatsoever about it and there was no effect at all in the interior, it would not be kept in other dominions, nor would it ascend from the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of the heavens. And it may be that the time of the throes of death and its horrible moments and the terrors and calamities of after death, the image of such a worship may completely be affected, God forbid. Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.